My name is Stella. I come from Uganda.
Mm.
I work for Sector 39.
Okay.
I majorly do project evaluation, monitoring and evaluation, and that's why I am here. And basically, we are connected to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the trainees in Sector 39, and now he works in Sector 39 also.
Okay.
So basically, I'm here to interact with you and know a few things from your experiences about permaculture,
okay.
How it is inspiring you and maybe other people around you. So feel free to answer a few questions that I will ask you where you're not comfortable, so you can let it go. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much. So kindly, can you tell me your name, where you come from, your village, and a few things about yourself?
Okay.
Your age?
My name is Felix Akicho Dumo. Where I'm living in, it's called Kawia Village.
Yes.
And the project I'm doing is I have a farm page. So my farm is called Kakayanda Organic Farm.
Yes.
It's I put it like a community-based organization.
Okay.
So it's Kakayanda Organic Farm, which has got an aim of helping members of the community.
Okay.
Not through food also only, but with the knowledge about permaculture, because even though I don't have a certificate, but I've got a little experience about permaculture, can define permaculture as a permanent agriculture and permanent culture. I know some 12 principles on permaculture, which I do practice, but I'm using just 4 principles, even though there are 12, I choose to use 4, that is, observe and interact. Like now, I observe where I'm planting my, where I'm putting my farm was totally dry. Now I just observe how the flow of water. And then I constructed the swale on top of my farm. You can see I'm trapping some water.
So, then, kindly, can you tell me like, what were you doing before? Like, what is your age? Are you married? Are
like,
you not married?
Before I was learning. I'm still young. I'm 21 years old.
Okay. Do you go to school?
No, I've completed my form 4.
Okay.
I've completed high school. Maybe I'll go to another level.
Okay. Where do you hope to go? What do you hope to study?
I hope to study agriculture.
Okay.
Agriculture, mostly.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
So, kindly, can you tell me, what are you doing right now?
What I'm doing right now, it's permaculture. I'm doing permaculture. Before how I started this project, and the poultry farm, I attended the poultry training, put some training about food forest, and we were like taught that food forest consists of layers, and 7 layers, but I took layer number 5, and I planted some onions all in this farm, and then after planting the onions, I sell the onions, I got some money, I started the poultry farm, and I fenced the farm too.
So right now, what are you doing in your farm?
What I'm doing now?
Mm.
It's just permaculture.
Yes.
Purely permaculture.
What is that in permaculture that you're doing right now? Because there are a lot of things in permaculture.
So what I'm doing is organic farming.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what are you doing in the farm right now? I saw certain things you were doing in the farm there. So what is that exactly you're doing?
Oh, like designs or what?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm doing designs of permaculture. Like, I've just designed permaculture farm, and I've placed some keel garden, mandala garden, like swale I have there. I have TP garden, different permaculture techniques and designs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. So, have you communicated this to your community around? Like,
yeah. I've communicated with different. I've taught even mostly. I've taught 20 youth, almost 20 youth who are doing the same thing.
And they have it in their homes also.
Yeah, they have.
Okay.
Yeah, even though now they are going, most of them are going to school, but they have most of them.
All of them have these farms.
Yeah, the small. Even the mine is a little bit bigger, but they are small, but they still the same as.
That so they are able to keep their families?
Yeah, they are able to keep their families.
Okay.
Like, I have got an aim of making my community, my family, my community and my family stable. That is, I have got motto, it is food always at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I cannot miss food. My family. Yeah.
Okay. That is nice to hear from you as a young person, having that motto of not missing food at home. That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
And that is what you intend for the entire community.
Yeah.
That is great. And so other young people also have the same motto?
Yeah. I was like telling them, please have the motto, food always at home.
Okay.
It's a faith, yeah.
Okay. So what do they say about it when you tell them like that?
You know, if you start a project, you have to have certain challenges. Like people are like saying, this can't work. Like when we are starting a Keol garden, most of people are like saying, this can't work in our area. But when they see that this thing is very productive, so most of people want to do it. Yeah. You see? So now they are happy with what we are doing and they intended to do it.
Yeah, so their behavior has changed.
Yeah, their behavior has changed, and you can find somebody doing it even better than you who taught them. Yeah.
What about these young people in your community? What did they used to do before they started building?
You know, long time ago, what we used to do to earn living was like you can go and work, you plant other people's house, you do every certain jobs which are not venial. But then we started this. Then you can find that now somebody is like growing it or her kales and selling or giving for people for free or doing different things and get their money. Like okay. That. Like me, I can sell my bananas if I want. Okay. And if I don't want to sell them, I keep them for food, you see?
Okay.
Yeah.
So what much have you gained so far from
that? You know, the project didn't start recently. It started in 2017.
Mm-hmm, okay.
And I've been producing a lot of food. This is my fourth banana harvesting.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm planning to do the fifth one soon.
So what have you benefited already from?
What I've benefited is that, you know, we youths, we was like paying fees school, yeah?
Okay.
So if a parent want to pay fee, and they want to buy food as well, you know, it's somehow difficult.
Yes.
So now my parents can get food in the farm. So okay. The money which you will do was to buy food with is saving to pay for the school fee.
Okay.
You see, that is what is you are doing. And then we were taught how to make compost. You know, most of people are using a lot of money to buy synthetic fertilizer, which are not good. So we are like making our compost and planting crop using our compost, you see.
Okay.
Yeah.
So anything else you would want to tell me? Any message you have for this of Steve Jones?
Yeah, Steve Jones, we've met him. He came to visit Paul and I think he knows me.
Yes, what message do you have for him?
Message I have to him is that maybe I heard you say that guys sector 39, I need to maybe have a certificate that, you know, okay, that Felix is doing this,
okay,
so that I can, you know, now I cannot offer training because I don't have
a certificate
for doing that, but I can do it through Paul. When Paul organizes training, I can teach other people for that.
Okay.
At least I have what an int.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Felix.
Yeah.
I am very grateful and happy with what you're doing and what you've said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really seeing it myself. It's not that you're just talking and I'm seeing what you've done. It's really very beautiful.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that you're training other young people. You know, young people at your age really need to have this at hand at the earlier stage.
Yeah.
So I hope you continue with the same spirit and teach others also to extend the number.
Yeah, you know, I'm the last born. I'm the last born in our family.
Okay.
Last born boy.
Okay.
And most of our brothers are in town. One is a teacher.
So you're the only one using this land now?
Yeah, who is working in the farm.
Okay.
Yeah, before when I started this, you know, when you start something new, in your, because I told him I want to start a farm, then he gave me the land. Yeah. And then I say, no, I just need a virgin land, which is dry, totally dry. I want to maybe improve it. And he told me, okay, but he was not happy with what I was doing because he told me to go to town when I completed school.
Mm.
But then I refused. I wanted just to farming.
So what did he want you to go and do in town?
It was like he wanted me to go, maybe my brother to teach me how to work and stuff.
Mm, do other things in town, yeah, just like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm.
But then I say, no, I do farming.
Mm-hmm.
But now he's happy. He's seeing me progressing. Like I started the base farm. I intended to start a poultry farming. He's seeing that this thing is growing. Yeah.
So he's happy now?
Yeah, he's happy with what I'm doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
That is good. Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Felix.